This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the August 25th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Tonight is the Graham Parsons edition. I watched an excellent documentary this past week on Graham Parsons. It's called Fallen Angel. It's on DVD. I bought it at Amazon, but it's probably available just about anywhere that has a decent selection of DVDs. If you're a fan of the country rock movement, it's a must-see DVD. It's an excellent documentary, lots of good music, and I found out a lot of things I didn't know about Graham Parsons, the Byrds, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and that genre of rock and roll. Graham Parsons was born in Florida in 1946. He grew up in Florida and Georgia. When he was in high school, he was in a band called the Legends, and that was a pretty darn good name for that band because the other two members of that band were Jim Stafford, who later had many hits, including Spiders and Snakes, and a guy named Kent Lavoie, who was later known as Lobo, who had a huge hit with Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, but was actually quite an accomplished songwriter in his own right. That's a pretty strong band by high school standards, let me tell you. After high school, Graham Parsons briefly attended Harvard, where he formed a band with some friends known as the International Submarine Band. Later, the band moved to New York and later out to L.A., and made some records. Their early records were more psychedelic pop, but the record that they're most known for, Safe at Home, was perhaps the first true country rock record. Let's play a cut off that record right now, one of Graham Parsons' earliest country rock recordings. This is his version of the song Luxury Liner, which you may recognize as the title track from one of Emmylou Harris's best records. Here's Graham Parsons and the International Submarine Band doing Luxury Liner, kicking off the Graham Parsons edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Well, a luxury liner, 40 tons of steel. If I don't find my baby now, then I guess I never will. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time. Make a living running round, and I don't need a stranger to tell me that my baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Tons of steel. No one in this whole wide world can change the way I feel. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time. I've been around. Everybody ought to know what's on my mind. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Stranger to tell me that my baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I.
When you hear that song, you've got to remember that record was recorded in 1968 when the preferred music of young people in this country was psychedelic pop. But Graham Parsons had heard Merle Haggard and Lefty Frizzell and George Jones and Johnny Cash and Buck Owens, and he liked that whole vibe, and he decided that maybe country music and rock music weren't as different as people thought, and you could bring them together, and that's exactly what he did. when he took the International Submarine Band and evolved it from a psychedelic pop band to one of the first country rock bands that ever existed. Now, at the same time, there was a band called The Byrds out in L.A., Chris Hillman, Roger McGinn, etc., that was making some great music in a similar vein. They weren't all the way toward the country rock scene yet, but Graham Parsons would soon take them there. He moved the International Submarine Band first to New York and then to Los Angeles, where they cut this record. Let's play one more from that record, the International Submarine Band, Safe at Home from 1968. This is an excellent song. It's the ninth track on the record called Do You Know How It Feels to Be Lonesome? Listen to this, country rock from 1968 here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Poker Varieties Farmer John Sausages brings you John Corneal asking the musical question. Do you know how it feels to be lonesome? Take 21.
Do you know how it feels to be lonesome when there's just no one left who really cares? Did you ever try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare? Can you remember how it feels to be cold again when the happiness of love has gone away and you never want to go out on the street again and you only seem to live from day to day? Try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare. Can you remember how it feels to be cold when the happiness of love has gone away and you never want to go out on the street again and you only seem to live from day to day? Do you know how it feels to be lonesome when there's just no one left who really cares? Did you ever try to smile at some people and all they ever seem to do is stare? Yes, and all they ever seem to do is stare.
Shortly after that record was released, Graham, who had become friends with Chris Hillman, left the International Submarine Band to join the Byrds, who were already a tremendously successful band. The result was a record that many people refer to as the first true country rock record, Sweethearts of the Rodeo, which was released in August of 1968. The fact, of course, is that the International Submarine Band, Safe at Home, was obviously the first true country rock record, but Sweetheart of the Rodeo continued the direction that Graham Parsons was headed and is absolutely a phenomenal record. Let's play one of Graham Parsons songs off Sweetheart of the Rodeo. This is one you've heard before. It was a hit for the Byrds called 100 Years From Now off Sweetheart of the Rodeo here on the Graham Parsons edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast. Another excellent Graham Parsons song off of Sweetheart of the Rodeo is Hickory Wind, which AllMusicGuide.com calls the most personal song he ever wrote, perhaps because it refers to an idyllic childhood that, if you watch the video I was talking about earlier, Fallen Angel, you will realize was not the case for Graham. Let's do one more off Sweetheart of the Rodeo. This is Graham Parsons' song, Hickory Wind, here on the Graham Parsons edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm I always pretend that I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. I've started out younger at most every.
trouble is real. In a faraway city, with a faraway feel, but it makes me feel better each time it begins calling me home.
Graham Parsons' tenure in the Byrds was pretty short, though. Later in 1968, Graham, who was friends with Keith Richards of the Stones, was over in London hanging out with the Stones, and the Byrds were about to leave for a South African tour. And Graham Parsons, either as an excuse to leave the band so he could stay and hang out with the Stones, or because of principle, said he wasn't going to South Africa and didn't. And so he left the band in the fall of 1968. Shortly thereafter, Chris Hillman also left the band, and Chris and Graham founded the Flying Burrito Brothers, where Graham did some of his best work in his short recording career. Graham Parsons was only with the Flying Burrito Brothers for two records, 1969's The Gilded Palace of Sin and 1970's Burrito Deluxe. Both records are good, but The Gilded Palace of Sin is by far the better record, being one of the greatest country rock records ever put together, and featuring some fine playing and some fine songmanship by both Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman. Let's play the first track off the first Flying Burrito Brothers record, The Gilded Palace of Sin, which has, in my semi-humble opinion, the best album cover of any record ever. This is Christine's tune, phenomenal fusion of country and rock, the Flying Burrito Brothers, here on the Graham Parsons edition of the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Now a woman like that, all she does is hate you.
perhaps the most emotional vocals of any of Gram Parsons' songs are his vocals on Hot Burrito Number 1, another song from the same record, The Gilded Palace of Sin. Chris Hillman was highly complimentary of Gram's delivery of this song in the documentary I mentioned before, and understand that while Chris Hillman and Gram Parsons were good friends, they also had many disagreements, particularly over Gram Parsons' increasing alcohol and drug use and his inability to show up in a state to perform. But Gram Parsons absolutely was performing when he sang the lead vocals for Hot Burrito Number 1 here on the Gram Parsons edition of the Rancho Cast. After Chris Hillman kicked Gram Parsons out of the Flying Burrito Brothers, Gram Parsons did two solo records. This is also about the time that he met Emmylou Harris and hired her as a vocalist for his band, and she played on these records, and they made some incredible music together. One of the most amazing scenes in this documentary I've been talking about is a scene actually from Houston where Gram Parsons and Emmylou Harris are singing a song, and I can't remember what song it was, but it was an unbelievable thing. I would have loved to have seen Gram Parsons tour. I understand from the documentary that He was deep into drugs and alcohol and was probably not always coherent, but when it worked, it worked. And he and Emmylou made some amazing music together. Let's play one of my favorite songs by Gram Parsons, A Song for You, the third track off his first solo record, GP, from 1972. The lyrics of this song escape me. I'm not really sure what they mean, but boy, it's a beautiful sound. And I'll tell you another tidbit. If you like this song as much as I do, and you like Gram Parsons as much as I do, go buy Grievous Angel, a tribute to Gram Parsons, because Whiskey Town does a fantastic cover of this song on that compilation. This is Gram Parsons doing Song for You here on the Gram Parsons edition of the Rancho Cast.
Oh, my land is like a wild goose wanders all around everywhere, trembles and it shakes till every tree's loose. It rolls the meadows and it rolls the meadows. So take me down to your dance floor. I warn my people when they stare, paint a different color on your front door, and tomorrow we will still be there. Jesus built a ship to sing a song to. It sails the river and it sails the tide. Some of my friends don't know who they belong to. Some can't get a single thing to work inside. So take me down to your dance floor, and I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door, and tomorrow we will still be there. I loved you every day, and now I'm leaving, and I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry. Oh, take me down to your dance floor. I want tomorrow we may still be there. And tomorrow we may still be there.
One of Graham Parsons' fans was a poet named Thomas Brown, who wrote some verses for Graham and gave them to him at one of his concerts. Graham liked the verses so much he put them to music and used the resulting song as a leadoff track on his next and last record, 1973's Grievous Angel. Name of the song is The Return of the Grievous Angel. We talked about Whiskey Town's cover of A Song for You. If you like this song, you need to owe it to yourself to go find Lucinda Williams' cover, because it is mighty fine. This is Graham Parsons off 1973's Grievous Angel. Return of the Grievous Angel here on the Graham Parsons edition of the Rancho Cast.
Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town? Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Oh, and I remembered something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I headed west to grow up with the country, across those prairies with those waves of gray. Thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. We flew straight across that river bridge last night at 2:30. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye today as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the Grievous Angel. Now I know just what I have to do. Pick it for me, James. About a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. The news I could bring, I met up with the king on his head and an amphetamine crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, a good saloon in every single town. Oh, but I remembered something you once told me, and I'd be damned if it did not come true. They all live
sadly, Graham did not live to see that record hit the music stores. He died of a drug overdose in the fall of 1973. And anybody who's familiar with Graham Parsons knows the sad and tragic story that followed. One of his so-called friends, and maybe it was his friend, I don't know. I think it was a guy who was his road manager and another guy who had heard Graham say he wanted to be cremated and have his ashes scattered over the Joshua Tree National Monument, stole his body. They got a rented hearse, went to the airport, and somehow back in the non-secure 70s, the airport authorities believed them, let them take Graham's body. They took him out to the desert, poured a bunch of gasoline on his body, and burned him up part of the way. And, of course, the story of the guys who did it is they were doing what he wanted. And the story of Graham's family and the authorities is they stole his body and burned it up. Tragic tale. He was later buried by his family, and he has a headstone somewhere. Small one initially, and then later upon reflection, they made a more fitting headstone for Graham. I don't know the story, and, you know, there's always two sides to it. If he truly told those guys to do that, that's one thing. But, you know, if they're going to go out there, and it's not a matter of just lighting somebody on gasoline to cremate a body. You would think those guys, if they were really trying to do what he wanted them to do, would have done a better job of it. But anyhow, who knows? Only people that were there know. But Graham Parsons died at a young age. He made some great music. He is certainly the father of the country rock movement. And I tell you what, go buy that DVD that I talked about early on. It is an excellent DVD documentary called Fallen Angel. You can get it at Amazon if you really want to do right. Go to Newsom.org, go to our store, and you can buy it right there from Amazon, and we'll get a nickel or two. But whether you buy it through us or somebody else, go buy it, because if you like music, you'll love it. And I want to do my part to try to make sure Graham Parsons and the music that he was the forefather of is not forgotten. Go buy these records. Quick word about the music. I'm a longtime musician and songwriter, and I'm certainly not trying to steal music from the great Graham Parsons or the Byrds. I love these bands. I'm just trying to give these songs some exposure. So maybe you'll go out and buy these records, buy this DVD. Thanks for listening. Once again, let me say quickly, please tell your friends about us. Our listenership's growing, but we need help. I don't think anybody else is doing the kind of stuff we're doing. So if you like it, please tell your friends about us. And if you don't, lie to your friends and tell them you like it anyway. Tell them to subscribe. If everybody out there gets one friend to subscribe every week, then before you know it, we'll have a listenership we need to achieve some momentum and keep going. This is Kent Newsom. This has been the Graham Parsons edition of the Newsom Dollar Rancho Cast. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.